translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. My Lord, this must be Devaki speaking. Yeah. Because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from this terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. And purport. Word dhyanadhishnyam is significant in this verse because the form of the Lord Vishnu is meditated upon by the yogis. Devaki requested the Lord, who had appeared as Vishnu, to conceal that form, for she wanted to see the Lord as an ordinary child, like a child appreciated by persons who have material eyes. Devaki wanted to see whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead had factually appeared or she was dreaming the Vishnu form. If Kamsa were to come, she thought, upon seeing the Vishnu form, he would immediately kill the child. But if he saw a human child, he might reconsider. Devaki was afraid of Ugrasen Atmaja. That is, she was afraid not of Ugrasen and his men, but of the son of Ugrasen. Thus she requested Lord to disappear. No, excuse me. Dissipate that fear, since he is always ready to give protection, abhayam, to his devotees. My Lord, she prayed, I request you to save me from the cruel hands of son of Ugrasen, Kamsa. I am praying to your lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition, because you are always ready to give protection to your servants. The Lord has confirmed this statement in Bhagavad Gita by assuring Arjun, you may declare to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished. While thus praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki expressed her motherly affection. I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages, but I am still afraid, because as soon as Kamsa understands that you have appeared, he might harm you. So I request that for the time being you become invisible too, our material eyes. In other words, she requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child. My only cause of fear from my brother Kamsa is due to your appearance. My Lord Madhusudana, Kamsa may know that you are already born. Therefore, I request you to conceal this forearm form of your lordship, which holds the four symbols of Vishnu, namely the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen. Still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee. Devaki was so afraid of Kamsa that she could not believe that Kamsa would be unable to kill Lord Vishnu, who was personally present. Out of motherly affection, therefore, she requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to disappear. Although, because of Lord's disappearance, Kamsa would harass her more and more, thinking that the child born of her was hidden somewhere. She did not want the transcendental child to be harassed and killed. Therefore, she requested Lord Vishnu to disappear. Later, when harassed, she would think of him within her mind. Sattvam ghorad ugrasenatmajanas trahi trastan bhratya vitrasahasi rupam chedam paurusham dhyanadhishnyam ma pratyaksham mam sadrasham kapishtaha. Translation again. My Lord, because you display all, dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by the yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. So this is the birth of Lord Krishna. What I was meant to talk was the pastimes after he has taken birth, and then immediately his childhood pastimes, first of all in Gokul and then later on in Vrindavan. So we'll not talk of those pastimes. Not that there's no pastime here. Taking birth is a pastime. And upon this request of mother, this mother is no exception. Like every other mother, thinking of protection of her child, and this mother, she thinks even her child could be killed, could be harassed, beaten up, could be wounded. So many things are possible. Well, she's thinking like this, which is like ignorance on her part. And she is put into that kind of transcendental ignorance. We are ignorant. We are really ignorant. pure ignorance. But then, devotees are like Yashoda, like Nanda Maharaj, like cowherd boys, like other gopis. They are also the transcendentally, yoga maya. Puts them in some kind of, well, ignorance, especially not letting them know. Lord as he is, or the transcendental nature of the Lord. Even new bhakta could have said, hey, he's a Lord and his form is transcendental. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. The soul cannot be killed. And he's a supreme soul. What are you talking about? Devaki? He cannot be killed. No weapon could kill. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka. The agni, the fire cannot burn. Na shoshayati marutaha. And no amount of wind or hot air could burn. Or make it dry, the body dry. Or the water cannot make soul wet. Water would remain water, cannot even touch the supreme soul. So that is the nature of the Lord. That is the form of the Lord. Sachidananda Vigraha. But just see what Devaki is talking about, and she's afraid, scared. And hence all the prayers here. A lot of prayers, of course. Vasudeva was the first one to take turn of offering prayers, which is also unusual. Do you, when your child is born, some of you had your children born, did you offer prayer to the child? No. Maybe offer prayer to the Lord. Please protect the child. Please protect the mother. Let the whole thing, whole affair, the delivery may go through smoothly and the less pain and that for that. But you don't pray to the child. Anyone here? Child, helpless child, and prayer to him. But here, father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, they both have aikshata. They have seen the Lord. They're the first ones to see the Lord. And there's a whole description of how Lord looked like. Sukadeva Goswami, well, I'm sure he is also seeing and describing what Vasudeva and Devaki saw there in prison house of Kamsa, a little baby, baby Krishna. And that was, of course, before appearing as a baby, Lord had appeared as a Vishnu, the four-handed form. Hey, how could I hide you with the four arms? Please disappear. Drop these two additional hands. For sure he will then take you seriously. So, my dear Lord, of course he is saying Lord. So there is some understanding he's a Lord. But still afraid of this ghoradugrasena atmajan, ugrasena atmaja, the son of Ugrasen, and what he could possibly do. Trahi, please protect, please protect. So the Lord has responded through this prayer, and he has not completely disappeared from the vision altogether, but from four-handed form he has become a two-handed child. And Lord is going to do a lot of things now to protect himself. I mean, because the parents are really worried about, yeah, the very existence. Would he survive? Would the Kamsa allow the existence of this child? So they are really concerned, really worried. So after Lord has become Bal Krishna, he became Bal Krishna, the baby Krishna. And then he has a whole plan. He has a whole strategy. How to get out of there. Before even Kamsa would get to know, the eighth child has taken birth. And the whole strategy is in place. He's not consulting anyone. The father, mother are not competent. They don't know what could possibly be done. Well, she's just suggesting, okay, at least no four hands. Go for two hands, then let's see what happens. She thinks if there are two hands, no four hands, then probably she could give some excuse, say something to Kamsa, and the child could be protected. But that was not going to work out. That wasn't sufficient. Just from four hands to two hand status. So Lord is a Lord. Even as a baby, he's a Lord. He doesn't become Lord later on. He's already Lord. He's always a Lord. And he knows exactly what could possibly be done. And he has proposed, Daddy, my dear father, please get me out of here. And Vasudev probably wondering, what? Don't you see the shackles? I can't even move. I'm tied down here. And you say you get me. I should get you out of here. How is that possible? But as the child suggested, he has picked up his baby Krishna with intention. The Lord is saying, okay, get me out of here. So Vasudev is not, yeah, okay, he's going along. So as soon as he picked up the child, the shackles were shattered. They were in pieces. And Vasudev was free to do anything and everything go anywhere, everywhere. As we accept the Lord in the heart, Hari Hari, Anagokulananda ki jai. And Vasudeva begins, Vasudeva is carrying Vasudeva. I usually say this just to make sure we are understanding the difference of these two names, the way we pronounce. Vasudeva is father. Vasudeva is son. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You can't say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavan Vasudev. And father is Vasudev. So Vasudev is carrying Vasudev and he is now moving, trying to move out, and there's a door locked, a giant size. No problem. Of course, as Vasudev comes, but the door is not only closed but locked. He's just following the order of the child. Get me out of here. It's okay. So as soon as he comes and standing before that door with the child, the locks are unlocked and dropped down. Door is opened. The automatic. A system, automatic. It's not a new thing. It was there. When I first time went to the airport in 77, and Prabhupada had arranged that trip to go bring his doctor from Allahabad, Dr. Ghosh. Anyway, I went to the airport and I had my bag on the trolley and I was pushing towards the door. The door was all closed and I parked my trolley and was going forward. I thought I had to open it before I could enter with my bag and baggage. And as I moved forward closer to the door, opened. And I was, hey, what happened? Ghost. Who opened the door? I did not even. So that was automatic. Automatic. When you don't know how that happened, who did it, then we end up saying automatic. But there is nothing like automatic. There's always a cause. So here, the cause of all causes, he was getting these doors automatically opened. And door after door after door was being opened. And of course, all the guards, their extra security was in place those days. Kamsa was more alert. Child is expected any day, could be any day, any moment he could appear. So he had extra security. But then, what good was all that security? They're all snoring, sleeping. And there was no one to stop. Their guns were on the floor and they were all... Hari Hari. So he was Vasudeva was with Vasudeva out of the prison. And then the first person greeted Sri Krishna, Bala Krishna, was Balaram. Balaram had come from Gokul. He had already taken birth. And he had come in another form, is Shankarshan. And Swagatam Krishna. I don't think he sang the song. But that was the mood. And he does. Anand Sage glorifies the Lord. And Balaram, even Balaram serves Sri Krishna. So Vasudeva is carrying. So outside the prison, there's also a little drizzle. It's the rainy season, month of Shravan. So immediately, Shankarshan is taking position. Working umbrella, his hoods are serving as an umbrella just over Vasudeva, little baby Krishna. He's serving that way. And because it's night time, yes? Night time? What time? 12. Sure some time was spent in praying. Both offered prayers and some more time going through gate after gate after gate. What time? One 30? Yeah, sometime like around that time. So it's dark, but the moon is also there. That night, something special also had happened with the moon. It was a night of Ashtami, Krishna Ashtami. So moon is half moon. Ashtami's moon is half moon. No moon, full moon, in the middle, half moon, Ashtami. So, and Lord was waiting. When is moon going to rise? Let the moon rise first before I rise, I appear. Because Krishna was appearing in the moon dynasty, Chandravamshi Krishna, Suryavamshi Sri Ram. So he's wanting the moon to rise, appear first. In fact, it's kind of simultaneous. While the moon was, Chandra was rising at the east, Krishna Chandra rose from the womb of Devaki, ocean-like womb of Devaki. So there was some moonshine. But Balaram also was providing some extra light. All his hoods were decorated with jewels. And they were providing some glitter, some light for Vasudeva to walk through the lanes and by lanes and some hidden paths. Because hidingly he wanted to go through Mathura town. It is said, I heard this, that Radha Govind Maharaj said this. I don't know where he found this out from. He said that That night was special in another sense. All the dogs were sleeping also. All Mathura dogs were sleeping. The dogs are like a night duty. No one employs them, but they're around and barking. They were fast asleep. Because if they were to remain awake, and they would see, hey, of course they would not. They would not know. These are just dogs. Someone is walking by, they would be barking. And that barking could have woken up some residents in the area. And they would say, hey, what's with this? Where is he going? And they could, if they are Kamsa's men, they could communicate with Kamsa. And that could be trouble. Right? You get it? Make that connection? That's why even the dogs were fast asleep. That way, path was cleared. And walking, Vasudeva comes. Carrying Vasudev comes on the banks of Jamuna. Jamuna Maiya ki! Because of rainy season, Jamuna is all flooded. So he's standing on the bank of Jamuna. Oh, how to cross this flood situation, flooded. But then here, Jamuna took note of her Lord's presence. Oh, here is my Lord. And he would like to go across. I better do something so that the path is cleared. If not, I could be in trouble. And she remembered, this is in the Bhagavatam. Everything has origin in Bhagavatam. She remembered when Sri Ram, he wanted to cross Indian Ocean and go to Lanka. But there was some delay on the part of Samudra Devata, ocean god, was delaying. And then Ram became furious. He took his bow and arrow and the whole ocean was shaken up and all the creatures were in trouble. And so if I do not cooperate with the Lord, I do not rush, do something quick, I could be in a similar situation as Lord was trying to deal with that ocean, disobedient ocean. So remembering that, Jamuna, and she also thinks of another thing. Oh, when Lord grows up and there's a time for, his marriage and my marriage also. I would be marrying him. I would be the fourth queen of the eight principal queens. I would be the fourth one. Kalindi. So if I don't behave or assist, cooperate now, then when the marriage proposal comes, then it would not be considered favorably. So I had to be careful. So thinking thus, the Jamuna made the whole path, cleared the water. And so they entered, and this whole body of water here, And others, and in the middle he's walking, carrying. They also say that initially the water seemed rising a bit because Jamuna was trying to have a little touch of transcendental form of the Lord. Okay, she had it, so a little touch, and then she cleared the path. And Vasudev now across Jamuna. The destination is Gokul. Krishna jinka naam hai. Gokul jinka dham hai. Lord is going to make Gokul as his abode, his residence. So he's walking. It's some distance away. Hare Hare. So Vasudev is going through different emotions as he's carrying baby Krishna to Gokul. If he was going very slow, then he would say, hey, if I move slow like this, it could take forever to get there. And who knows, news may reach Kamsa and he will come running, chasing after and may catch up with me. I better run. And then he would begin running, carrying baby Krishna. But while running with baby Krishna, then he would be thinking, hey, if I run fast like this, I would be in Gokul quickly, very soon. Then I will have to leave this child there. And I'll be deprived of his association. I better take a little extra time on the way. Thinking like this, he would slow down. But as he would slow down, he would, hey, but this will take too much time. Kamsa may catch up. I better run. And he's running. And while running, hey, but I would be there. And Gokul very soon, I better slow down. So he was going through this. These emotions. But then finally, what time? Arrived in Gokul. Before Brahma Muhurt, before everyone got up. Everyone was still fast asleep. And Vasudev entered. Not only Gokul, but entered Nanda Bhavan. Not only Nanda Bhavan, he entered those inner chambers, the quarter where Yashoda had given birth to two children. So, Krishna and Krishna Anuja. Bhagavatam says Krishna Anuja. Anu means to follow. Ja means like a ja here. Atmaja. Ugrasena Atmaja. Ugrasena's Atma Ja gave birth to as Kamsa. From Ugrasen, Atmaja, Atma, from self, is his body. Kamsa is born. Ja means Janma, birth. So Krishna Anuja, so Krishna appears, and in Gokul, Yashoda, Nandan, and baby daughter also has taken birth. So anyway, these are some confidential matters. Don't tell anybody. Gaudiya Acharyas have revealed these secrets. So Vasudeva Krishna or Mathura Krishna, who is Vasudeva? So that Vasudeva becomes part of Vrindavan Krishna, Yashoda Nandan Krishna. And two Krishnas become one Krishna. Okay? And so there are three now. One coming from Mathura. Now two children in Gokul. So one from Mathura and Krishna from Yashoda gave birth to in Gokul. So those two Krishnas become one. And the third child was the daughter, which is Yogamaya, who was asked by Lord, please, you go, gacha. You go to that bridge. And see, it was given the whole homework, transferring Balaram from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. And so she had done that, and now she is also appearing as a sister of Krishna, Yashoda's child. And then so Vasudev takes that baby daughter and back to Mathura. And then many more things to follow. But we could see how the parents were concerned about the protection of the child. So they have prayed, especially Devaki. Trahi, please protect, please save. You save us. Give us protection from this terrible fear of Kamsa. So first of all, their fear is because they're more concerned, more than their own selves. Vasudeva and Devaki, their concern is the protection of the child. And Lord, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Hariva. So Lord, for him, okay, again, damn easy, whatever, I can do. So he protected, he got out of there, he was safe there in Gokul. And Haribol. So this is our wonderful Krishna. There's nothing impossible for him. Impossible is a word in whose dictionary? Fools. We could still be fools. Yeah, or limitations, although that says in fool's dictionary, impossible. But for sure, for Lord, there is nothing impossible. And he protected himself, and later on he's going to be protecting Vasudeva and Devaki, and he's going to be, and he always protects. Prabhupada has quoted in the verse, Arjun, go ahead, Arjun, go ahead, and declare it boldly, Name Bhaktaha Pranashyati. My devotees never perishes. My devotees always protected, always protected. So, my devotee is always protected. But then we had to be devotee. We had to see whether we are his devotees. Then protection, expect then protection. We could just make that connection or conclusion. I protect, my devotees are protected. So we have to be devotees and then expect the protection. Yeah? I don't want to be devotee and still I want to be protected. Then Maya handles, Lord's external energy handles us. And we go through a lot of harassment, a lot of trouble in the form of birth and death, old age and disease and this and that, but those main four things. But as we become devotees, surrender unto him, come to him, then we are in protected zone, or we are protected. So Lord has kindly given, out of his kindness, out of his compassion, we have been chosen and we have been brought to him. This idea of surrendering unto the Lord and knowing the Lord and serving the Lord and then becoming devotee of the Lord. This begins with Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latha Beach. It begins with Krishna again. He makes some of his chosen souls fortunate. And then they are brought to International Society for Krishna Consciousness, whose founder Acharya is Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah, so Guru Krishna Prasade Pai. Krishna and the Guru, Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada and his army of Siksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus, Vartma Pradarsha Gurus, Chaitya Guru, he remains, continues to be our Guru, Chaitya Guru. So together they have made us fortunate, and we have been protected as we have taken shelter of, or as Vasudev just, he was also shackled, bound up. But as he lifted Vasudev, he was free from all the shackles. Likewise, as we lift, we accept the Lord in our heart, in our lives, immediately. In different forms, including the form of prasadam. In the form of prasadam, we accept the Lord, sweet form of the Lord, sweetest form of the Lord. We are freed. We are protected. We accept the form, Radha Gokula Nandaki. And we serve their lordships this way and that way. Manmana bhava madhavakto Madhyazimam namaskuru. We are devotees of Radha Gokulanand. Madhbhakta, become my devotee. Madhyaji, worship me. Offer me your obeisances. And remember me. If you did this, Mama eva eshasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. He said that, Arjun. Then I'll bring you back to me. Mam eva eshasi. Mam eva, where I reside. There you will come. Mam eva, me only, to me only you will come. So, it's all lined up. My Guru Gauranga, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, they have made all these beautiful, wonderful arrangements, and we are being benefited. And this arrangement has become 50 year old this year. ISKCON's Golden Jubilee celebration key. So we are celebrating 50th anniversary of ISKCON. And so many, those who come in contact with ISKCON, be part of ISKCON, serve ISKCON, meaning serve Krishna, Guru Gauranga, then the protection, perfection is guaranteed. Hare Bol. Gaur Premanand.